Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. We glorify Him and magnify His holy name. He is truly worthy of all the praise. Come, let's magnify the Lord together. Let us exalt His name. Give Him praise. Just do, rightly do Him. Bless the Lord. Give us a moment, and we'll certainly be tuned in to hear what thus said the Lord tonight. Looking forward to a move of God. Okay. Had a little quick rush on something I had to do. But we do glorify the Lord for, we definitely got to be on our post at whatever appointed time. So we're going to give Him the praise and give Him glory, magnify His name and keep Him before, glory to God. Anything else, He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and everything else will be added. So that's what we want to do. In spite of the different challenges in life, He never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we want to rightly give Him His glory, His praise, His honor. How excellent is His name. Oh, there is nobody like Him. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Because He is wonderful, awesome, a phenomenal God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We'll look for our scripture reading tonight. We'll give a few moments for others to come on. We're going to have our brother Black do our prayer tonight. And I will do the reading for the scriptures. I have something that I would have liked to share. I don't see it, so we're going to read something out of Psalms tonight. Praise God. Can never miss Him on that. Okay, Psalm 61 says, hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed and fainting, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Yes, a rock that is too high for me. Ye have been a shelter and a refuge for me, a strong tower against the adversary. I will dwell in your tabernacle forever. Let me find refuge and trust in the shelter of your wings. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear and revere and honor your name. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Bless the Lord. And Psalms 46 says, at the first verse, God is our refuge, a strength, and a very present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Salah, there is a river that streams wherefore shall be glad, and the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. Praise God for the reading of the word tonight. And praise God even after reading. Now we have, glory to God, several of our listeners on and our prayer warriors on. And bless the Lord. We're going to prepare now. Praise the Lord to give God His glory by prayer through none other than our brother Black, praise the Lord. I know it's only 4 minutes after, but some of you probably say, oh, it sounds so rushed tonight. Well, I was definitely in the midst of some things trying to finish up, and I got some things accomplished, so we're going to roll right on because we don't know what the Lord wants to do with the minister tonight to speak it. I believe, glory to God, without a shadow of a doubt, the woman of God is going to have a powerful word to bring to the body of Christ, and we want to always exalt Him and give Him glory that's rightly due Him, regardless of what our circumstances say. He always has something to speak to our hearts about. whether it's encouragement, whether it's correction, or whether it's directions, or whether, glory to God, is some things to build our faith or open our eyes to some things or give us discernment. Whatever it is, we want to make sure that we're hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, and that when the word comes forth, we also believe that it will be no flesh on parade. It's the anointing, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And so I'm believing, glory to God, that God is going to move in a powerful way. We thank God for this young lady. Glory to God. I'll introduce her in just a moment. But at this time, we're going to have our brother, glory that Minister Blackster, share with us, glory to God, from just praying tonight. Bless the Lord. At this time, receive none other than our own Minister Black, one of the prayer warriors on Divine Connection. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We glorify you, God. We just take our time to lift you up and just to say we appreciate you. Ah, Shema. God, you're our daily bread, God. Lord, you are the river of life. Lord, if we need anything to drink, God, we get it from you. We get it from your word. Hallelujah. Your word quench, God, our thirst, where we'll never thirst again. Ooh, because we hunger and thirst after righteousness, and you said we'll be filled in your word, in your presence. Hallelujah, God. And you are the bread of life. We have our spiritual knives and forks ready, our spiritual ready. Feed us till we want no more. Kindle the fire that's within us, God. Let a fresh manna from heaven come hot off the press, God. Give the lady revelatory knowledge this evening, God. Hey, have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We appreciate you. We've received it already, God. In Jesus' name, have free course. Amen and amen.
To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. He is worthy of the praise. We're looking forward to now getting ready to introduce our speaker for this evening, none other than, I want to trace the page, praise God. Let me just say this while I'm pulling this back up. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. How great thou art. How excellent is thy name. There is none like him. We bless the Lord, glory to God, for tonight as we bring none other glory to God than our Tania of Ross, glory to God, an evangelist, an elder in the Lord, praise God. She's sharing just a short bio, glory to God. Name is Grateful Lady Tania. She is passionate and a Jesus lover who desires to draw others in passionate an authentic relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, owner of Grateful Lady LLC, a special event planner and a host, using her God-ordained spiritual and natural gift to fulfill her purpose in life, leads local and global outreach, hosts prayer gathering, mentoring, decorative for weddings and special events, all to the glory of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. I'm not sure. She has to tell you originally from where when you hear her accent, and I cannot remember exactly, so I don't want to get the wrong name in Nigeria. I was thinking, but it may be the wrong name for where she's from, but she's here, been in the States many years, an anointed vessel of the Lord. She still has an overseas ministry, too, as well, where she connect with those there. And she is really, like she said, passionate about the things of God and people, hurting people, young people, glory to God. She really speaks the word and walks in truth, and she, her life tries to live, glory to God, what she speaks. And I praise God for the anointing, a powerful prayer. Well, when I say this woman can pray, she can pray. And God bless her to be skillful in prayer and teaching and, glory to God, praying. So I praise God for her. Can't remember again. I know she has, I can't remember if it's two children or one. That's me. Bless the Lord. I know she has grandchildren. So we just pray God bless and anything else she wants to share about herself, then she can. And I'm telling you, she got a testimony, testimonies that is just really, really powerful of how God has blessed and brought her through some things, and the joy of the Lord really is her strength, holding on to the powerful word of God that's being manifested in her life. So I think it's almost, trying to think this morning, whether it was almost 9 years or close to 10, or is it between, I know it's got to be closer to between 8 and 9 if it's not 10 years. Praise God, when I first met her. But right now, I'm not going to, without further ado, we're going to introduce and present to others, glory to God, none other than Elder Oli, the Evangelist Tania Ross. Praise the Lord. Receive her in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. To God alone, alone be all the glory. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We salute you. We bow before you, God. Besides you, there is no other. Hide me, Father, behind the cross, O God. I'm nothing without you. I'm lost without you, Lord. Be exalted tonight, God. Be glorified, Papa God, Daddy. Sweet Papa, be glorified. Magnify yourself this evening, O God, and you alone, God. Oh, Father, we pray, O God, that this evening, O God, signs and wonders and miracles will follow, O God. Father, fall afresh upon us, O God, the fire from heaven, O God, to burn up anything that's not of you, God. We believe you are who you say you are. We give you all the praise and all the glory. It is in the Master's name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Amen. Well, I just want to bless the Lord, who is my Savior and my everything. He chose me. He chose you before we were even formed in our mother's womb, according to Jeremiah 1, verse 5. John 15, 16 says, ye have not chosen me. I know I did not choose God. I was doing my own thing. But God said, he have chosen me, you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever we shall ask of the Father, in his name, Jesus, the powerful name above all other names, he will give it to us. So let's make it personal. He will give it to me. I'm humble. Apostle, that you would ask me to speak, especially with all these powerful vessels. When I hear them speak, I'm like, oh, I'm not into all these titles, but this one and that one, I'm just like, wow, I'm just Jesus' girl. I just love him. I just love him so. I'm from Liberia, West Africa. Came to this country at the age of 15. A war broke out in my country, and I did not hear from my loved ones for over 1 year. CNN and the TV news and the newspaper were the only connection I had to family. So this God we serve allowed little old me to go back at the appointed time. But let me go back. My father was found dead. my only brother was shot and killed. When I got the call that my mom was on her deathbed, I was plain church. I don't know no other way to call it but plain church. Get up, wear your best clothes, and go to church and come back and keep doing the same thing, sinning and grieving the Holy Spirit. Mama was on her deathbed, and I needed a miracle. I did not know how to pray or none of those things. I was the sole provider for my mom, taking care of a house that I had and a whole human being, hiring caregiver, etc. Twice they said I would not see my mom alive. By the grace and power of Almighty God, as I closed my office door, all I said, I did not know this was called a vow, like Hannah. All I said to God was, God, if you keep my mom alive, I promise to serve you all the days of my life. Just send my mom my last $300. No, nothing else other than $25 to keep the checking account open. While I was yet on my knees praying my simple prayer, God heard. And my phone was ringing while I was on my knees. He had already made a way. The person said, I heard your mom is sick and I would pay for the plane ticket. I don't know if anybody know how much it costs to go overseas, but it's not cheap. God touched somebody's heart. When they called me twice, you're not going to see your mom. God downloaded peace into my spirit to let me keep packing. By the grace of God, I had delays after delays. God was working all things together for good. So don't despise the delays. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I got there, and my mom was sitting in a chair. Immediately, I dropped everything. Follow hard after God. What God? Because everybody that say God is not the same God. As I go out to witness, they say, oh, I know God. I say, which one? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the one I'm talking about. The one that has to send the Holy Spirit to be here with us. That's the one I'm talking about. So to him be the glory tonight. Be exalted and be glorified, God. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. We put on the full armor of God today. There would be no weapon that would form against this prayer, this time, together in Jesus' name. My little whatever you give me, my portion, and whatever else somebody has, it is all good. According to Psalms 133:1. Behold! Listen up, how good and pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is my sincere prayer that we have dwelt together this evening in unity, not for form of fashion, but to spend time with the Lord. This is like one of those little kids' lessons. I told the Lord sometimes I was going to a church where it was a lot of deep revelation. But yet I saw people still not doing the elementary. So I said, Lord, take me back. Let's do the little primary stuff, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Sometimes we're so deep and we're not taking care of the bottom line things that we need to take care of. When Apostle asked me to speak, I just ask the Lord, first I always say, Lord, who am I that you are even mindful of me? But then he reminds me of his powerful love, reckless love, extravagant love that he gave his only son, beaten, bled, nailed to a cross, died, went to hell, death, and the grave, and was resurrected on the third day. Be reconciled with our Savior, our King, our Lord. Who am I that you are mindful of me? Hallelujah. So we come here for no other reason to magnify that God. I will keep saying that. What then God said, wisdom. I said, wisdom. That's my little Sunday school lesson tonight about wisdom. Later on, something was going on in my life, and another word came, Goliath. I was like, Goliath. I felt in my spirit, the Holy Spirit was trying to say, it's time to kill Goliath. I don't know who's your Goliath, what's your Goliath. It's time. The kingdom of God is at hand. It is time. Some people still have lying spirit. I know people who have deep revelation. They can see angels in the room, this, that, and the other, and they borrow your things, and they don't give it back. Like I said, we're doing the, just the foundation. This house of prayer will be built on the great solid foundation on Christ, the solid rock. We will stand and we will have integrity. We will have power from on high. Our daddy is not pleased in some of the ways his thing is presenting him. It's time to kill Goliath. And you can kill, let me include myself. We can kill Goliath with the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord. But we all know about King David, a little shepherd boy, tending the sheep, working hard in the hot sun, in that foreign land daily. And he worked in humility. He was experienced with a rejection from his own father, who did not even think he was worthy to be a king when Samuel went to Jesse's house to anoint a king. But God, Samuel anoints David. That's according to 1 Samuel 16. And the Lord told Samuel, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. So that's why David can say, the Lord anoint my head with oil. He anoint me in the presence of my enemies. He could testify. That was some of his testimony, how he knew how his God to come through. Well, Israel, the nation of Israel, had a real problem. Goliath, who was a taunting person, he taunted the people, would call it a bully. 1 Samuel 17, all were fearful of Goliath, known as the champion of the Philistines of Gath. But remember, all things can work together for good. Are you a problem solver or talk about the problem? Today, we are becoming problem solvers by the grace of Almighty God. Here comes Saul, who tries to discourage David by saying, you are young and cannot fight him, Goliath, because he's a man of war. We are still in 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel 17. David testifies and remember what the Lord had done through him in verse 34, that he had killed a lion in the bed. With confidence, he says, this uncircumcised Philistine Goliath shall be one of them. David again confidently says in verse 37, the same God that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the bear shall deliver me out of the Philistine, Goliath. Wisdom sets in for David. Saul arms David with his armor, the whole gear. You know, everybody go to church, they wear it this way. If you don't do it this way, you're out of order, and this and that and the other. But God looks at the heart. Remember, that's how he anointed King David. The wisdom, David says in verse 39, I cannot go with these, all this gear that he had, because he had not proven them. He took them off. And I just want to encourage us, let's operate exactly the way the Lord has anointed us to operate. He took what he had been proven, what he knew, his staff in his hand, five smooth stones out of the brook, and his sling was in his hand. That's it. Armed his way with the Lord, with his God. And he went near the Philistines. Fast forward because of all time. David killed Goliath, the tauntus, bully, by the wisdom of God. Had he put on the armor of Saul, or have I put on the armor of somebody else, or walking somebody else calling, you would fail, and you could die a premature death. Or done it Saul's way, of fear of man. But David was brave to tell him he couldn't wear that. I can't wear this. And he was able to go with what he knew. Prior to David solving the impossible challenge, that seemed impossible for all the other men that have encountered Goliath, he already said, in verse 47, all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's. David hastily ran to the Philistine, the enemy, and put an end to the taunting. I don't know what's been hindering you. It's time to put an end to it. I wholeheartedly believe that David was very wise for his young age, even though he was rejected by his own father. He wasn't bitter, but his heavenly father was with him while he tended the sheep and doing war. That's why King David can say in some of his words, the Lord teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. It's in the book of Psalms for reference. I believe this is what the Holy Spirit gave me, some of the characteristics of King David. I did not do no research and Google this, but as I was just writing it, this is how he gave it to me. So I can't take credit for nothing. I'm nothing. He was a man after, well, we know that's from a fact. He was a man after God's own heart. I believe David was a humble. He was submissive to Saul, as we could see that Saul was jealous of him and irritated. And he went as far as comforting Saul by playing music, even though he knew Saul did not like him. A wise young man. He was not revengeful. He had opportunity to kill Saul, and he did not. He built strong relationship with Jonathan, Saul's son. He kept a covenant of friendship. How many of us do keep those covenants? Of true friendship, get mad, we don't want to call no more, or we drop people. Oh, I was one of those people. Oh, yeah, if you did not call me, I'm tired of calling you, she don't call, and this and that. Hey, the number is dropped. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. But there comes a time there are true relationships that will come in your path, and the enemy will war for against that relationship. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will say, you need to call that person back. You need to stay in contact with them. You judged them wrong. You taught incorrectly. Because I know the plans I have for both of y'all to accomplish great exploits, and the enemy don't want to see y'all together. So call you them. Some of you, at some of my voice, may need to call some people back and say, I'm sorry? When can we have lunch, my treat, or send flowers or cards, whatever it takes? But we have to protect certain relationships. Jonathan, though he was Saul's son, he went out of his way to make sure his father, his own father, did not kill David. King David repented easily, even after sinning, didn't take grace for granted. The Bible tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. He did not take grace for granted. And I decree and declare we would not take grace for granted. Sometimes we think sin is just about sexual sin or this and that. But let me tell you, saints of God, lying and stealing, not returning people things back when they have to borrow it to get it back. Yes, I know I'm silly. I'm funny. Yes, that's me, Jesus girl. But nevertheless, God is calling for a whole heart integrity. Integrity. May we not take God's grace for granted. King David fully relied on God. He was confident in God. The Lord was his shepherd, as he said in Psalms 23. He followed God. He did not lead God. Some of us saying God said, and they are leading God. Some of the places God has led me was not a comfortable place. But when I look back, I can say it was all God. Being inconvenienced, being without, leaving a prestigious job. Oh, what do you do? You know, that's the first thing people say. What do you do? I'm Jesus' girl. That's why when I was asked for a bio, I am grateful lady. Those are the first two characteristics of me. I'm a very grateful lady. I probably that one leper who returned to say thank you, Jesus. No form of fashion. David was obedient. David was strong and courageous because we see where it said, and he ran straight to the Philistine. He did not, you know, similar with what God told Joshua. Be strong and courageous. And he again referred back that his strength came from the Lord. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. What is wisdom? The quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The quality of being wise. Soundness of action. Fear would make us act out of God's timing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I did not write it down. Fear, the spirit. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we decree and declare right now we have power, we have love, and we have a sound mind. We are not anxious for nothing. In all things, with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, we make our requests known, and we wholeheartedly believe God will answer the prayer. Not anxious. Proverbs 4, verse 6 to 7 says, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. If David had forsaken wisdom and wore Saul's armor, he would have died with that full armor. It would have been too heavy for him to carry on to fight anybody. Love her wisdom, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is the principal thing thereof. Get wisdom, and with all that getting, get understanding. No sense of having wisdom and not using wisdom. Know how to apply wisdom. When God said don't do something, don't go doing it different because Mary says we need to do it this way. When God has spoken, that should settle it. Or what you feel in the deep pit of your belly. Amen. Solomon, not by accident, who was David's son, asked God for wisdom. In a powerful dream, God appears to Solomon in 1 Kings, verse 3 through 5. I just think this is so cool and powerful. Is anybody able to read for me, for us? I like to get other people engaged. 1 Kings, verse 3, verses 9 through, what do I have, through 14.
Say that again, Elder. Which one was it?
1 Kings, verse 3, verses 9 through 14.
Okay, I only have one line open, so I have to just go ahead and just do that for you. The other people are just mute.
You want me to read it? I can read it. You want me to read
it? Okay, 1 Kings, what now?
3, verse 9 through 14.
All right, then the pages look thick. I'm sorry to hold you up. 1 Kings 3, 9 and 10?
9 through 14.
Okay, amplified or just King James?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I'll just go King James. Okay, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon asked this thing. Going on to 11. And God said
until
unto him.
14.
Huh?
First, all the way to verse 14, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor asked for life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. 14, and if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days.
The word of God. That's our prayer tonight. That we ask God for wisdom and the Lord will give us long life. The Lord would be pleased with what we ask. Because remember, he can see our heart. The Lord is making us, each and everyone on this phone, very wise. And we have understanding, an understanding heart. In the name of Jesus. The Lord would give us things that we did not even ask for. I'm sure that's all our testimony. He would do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever think or imagine. That's the God we serve. But he wants us to keep his statutes, his commandments. Love the Lord that God with all our heart, mind, and soul. Love the neighbors as yourself. It's embarrassing sometimes people say they're going to feed the homeless and they're giving them things with holes in it. They're giving them things, food that they have eaten or kept in the freezer. That's not like yourself. I'm sorry. If somebody ate off of food and just say, hey, I just had some of this and I'm giving you this leftovers, I don't know how you would feel. Let's give our best because God gives his very best. We can ask God for wisdom according to James 1, verse 5. If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and unbraided not, and it shall be given unto him. Let's ask God for wisdom, more wisdom. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we ask you for wisdom. We want to know, why do we need this wisdom? We want to know when to move, when to stay, who to marry, who to not marry, who to be in covenant relationship with, where to go, where not to go, etc. Some of my testimony of slaying some giants for a mission trip. When the enemy did not think little old us could take a trip, the people who had money in their great wisdom, in their great wealth, rather, decided, oh, we don't think we can go. But those who really didn't have much of anything, some was laid off, some was in school, what have you. But nevertheless, God let the most power allow little me to lead a most powerful mission trip. There is. We decided, okay, we're going to gather money for big sale. God gave us wisdom for that. Oh, Lord, I didn't even write all this down. He's so sweet. He's so sweet. Lord, have mercy. We would have bake sale, and people would walk past just to look and look and look. But as God would have it, some of the store-bought big things, not even homemade, very few was homemade. People would come and take the whole cake and give you $20 for a cake you paid $5.99 for. People would come and buy a slice of cake and give you $20. All kinds of miraculous things. Then we got to a junction where we were able to proceed a little bit further. Then we said, well, what are we going to take on this trip? So we said, we want to take shoes to wash the people's feet and give them brand new shoes. Great big old God. Try somebody's heart in upstate New York to go to that same country at the very same time we were going. That ministry said they could buy the shoes. Let me tell you, saints of God, 9,000 pairs of shoes was bought for that mission trip with just 5 people. God takes the foolish things of this world to confine the wise. When people were sitting on the sideline making mockery and looking and looking and looking and judging, God did it. Then the Lord said, have a taste of the nations. I'm like, Lord, I don't know everybody from the nations. He just started bringing people, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, this person, that person, Italian. And each person, he just said, just ask. Each person willingly made those meals from the country, different nations. And we had a, and he said, don't charge for the food. It wasn't a food sale this time. That's the wisdom of God again, listening to God. And we politely gave free food away after the service. But they did have an offering. In that small church, the offering was $4,500. So God be the glory. The wisdom of God in some of my travels have said, don't travel now. Don't go now. Don't do this. The wisdom of God I had my Goliath or my bully at a job where your own friends turn on you when you get a promotion. And God told me for a whole year, don't say nothing. I said, God, but this. You know, but I want to defend myself. Don't say nothing. He's our defender. After about a year, I was walking in the hallway, and a director from the third floor, I was on the second floor, asked me, Tania, would you like to come work for me? And I said, wow. I did not ask for the job. The job came to me. So God alone be the glory. Because Lord knows it was hard to hold my tongue and not to defend myself. In the meantime, that whole year, the Lord had me to train the people who were talking about me during lunchtime, this thing, because you can tell when people are different towards you. He had me to meet with them. I had 1 hour with Mary, another hour with Johnny, et cetera. In the human resources department, show them piece by piece my job. It does not make sense. The average person will be intimidated to show somebody else their job if they're not going anywhere. They're not knowing they're going anywhere, but God allowed that. I'm going to show you to teach them your job. Nevertheless, fast forward, this man, director, meets me, and sure enough, he offered me the job, $12,000 plus promotion that I did not ask for. Remember Jesus in Isaiah 53 when they were giving the prophecy about his coming and what he would go through, how he would be beaten like a meat, like a slaughter meat? That thing used to make me weep. And I my prayer is I want to read that again and cry. I want to read that and literally I will boo-hoo cry reading that Isaiah 53. I mean cry with snotty nose. Can't imagine anyone going through that just because they love me. And the scripture says all that he went through twice, he did not open his mouth. Imagine one of us going through that. What would we be saying? We don't even go through much. It could be a rain outside. Oh, it's raining. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Bless the name of the Lord. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Be strong and courageous with the power of the love of God. Another situation recently that I had just been, you know, I don't know whether it been like, Lord, because I like to, you know, I said, oh, because my personality type do not like conflict. I love peace. I love peace. I think the only time, Apostle, you will ever hear that your girl was in a fight is if somebody tried to take my peace. I protect my peace. Nevertheless, I had just let this thing on and on and on and on because, I you know, you care for the person's feeling and all this and all that and all this other stuff. But as the Lord would have it, it was the perfect time. The wisdom of Almighty God setting. And then he downloaded the love of God inside of me that I would not hit it on with anger, but a confidence that God has surely said, now is the time to address this thing. Now is the time. And his word is sharper than a two-edged sword to separate darkness from light. God is calling for us to address some things to help redeem some people in our lives, help set them free. Remember, in the beginning, God created. I'm all about the tongue, the tongue, the tongue. The saints of God, a lot of talking, a lot of opinions that's not of God is worthless. Anything that's not from God is worthless. Judging, criticizing, backbiting. What for? Anger. Why? God needs us. Yes, it's a lot of things that people call quote-unquote chaos. But remember, in the beginning, Genesis 1, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without any form. That's chaos. Imagine the earth not having no form. Imagine that the water and the earth, and you don't know when to stop or where to go. It's dark. You can't see. God spoke and brought order into chaos and said, let there be light. God is calling us, and he told us, Jesus told us, to be the salt and the light. Is our mouth seasoning somebody else's life, adding to the flavor, lifting them up, and not repeating what they said? First thing, with our mouth, are we the light, or are we participating with the darkness? The world is waiting for us. Afghanistan, Haiti, America, with the shootings, the fire, the storms, the wars, all over the place. India, COVID, the dead people is like a morgue out in the streets. At least here, people have wealth. They're able to build so many different things outside and put things together quick. But in those foreign lands, it's just bad. Marriages are broken. Family problems. Sons and daughters not prophesying, as said in Joel chapter 2. Why? All because God's own people will not repent, will not humble themselves. Everybody is a know-it-all. God forbid, help me, Lord, not to be a know-it-all, but to hear directly from you. We cannot miss this moment. Esther, are you Esther? Are you Joshua? Are you David? Are you Solomon? Are you Lydia, a business owner? God is calling us to have his heart, the heart of David, a worshiper, having courage, confident in God, that God will give the strategies. That could be our prayer, that we pray for the government of this country. Lord, have mercy. We pray and want this one in office, that one in office, and then they're not relying on God. He's the only one who gives and takes away. He's the only one who gave us breath in our lungs. He's the only one who died for us and willing to die for us. The Muslims, they are willing to die for their cause. They are so radical. They are willing to die for their cause. Time to stop all the chaotic talking and the backbiting and the character assassination. It's not making God look good. We are here to glorify the Lord. We are here to exalt the Lord. We are here to praise the living God. God is calling us into a relational relationship with him, loving him first with our whole heart, loving others wholeheartedly. And once we get close to him, he will show us things that's not of him. And he is faithful to remove those things. out of all creation, God put his breath, his ruah into us, and give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Send his Holy Spirit to be inside of us. And we are the most ungrateful people. Our tongue is ruled, everything is ruled by our tongue. What we feel, what we think, what we say. It's time to be in the image of the Most High God. It's time to kill whatever that Goliath is with the powerful, awesome wisdom of God. To God be the glory. Father, I have said what I wholeheartedly believe you have given me. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray, O God, that our life would never be the same. Our family life would never be the same. Where there is drunkenness and alcoholics, O God, it would be broken in the name of Jesus. O Father, where there is judgmental spirit, O God, spirit of confusion, O spirit even of witchcraft, doing things sneakily behind each other, the spouses. Oh, God, today, spirit of truth, arise. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Help us, oh, God. We repent, Lord. We seek your face. We pray. We seek your face, and we turn from every wicked way. We want to hear from heaven, oh, God. And you hear us from heaven, O God. Forgive us, O God. Forgive our sins, O God. Bless us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Help us, O God, to our own source. And when our spirit is getting riled up, O God, may we remember Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth, and I will be exalted in the nation. Be exalted in these countries that's having turmoil. Be exalted with the troops that are gone. Father, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and our loved ones. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. There will be no backlash or retaliation against this prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, we love you. We bow before you, and we give you all the glory and all the honor. It all belongs to you, God. In the powerful, matchless name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. To God be the glory.
Praise the mighty name of God. How excellent is his name and his word that come forth, and how powerful this word is tonight. It's time to kill Goliath in your life. Praise God. We bless the Lord for you. Before we go on with any exaltation, I mean not an exaltation, any remarks, we want to find out if there's anyone that's in need of prayer right now that the woman of God can pray. And if apostle, not apostle, prophet, Bird is still on the line, and if Pastor Betty, we would like to hear from them, but Prophet first. But in the meantime, right now, if anyone have a prayer request, while I'm asking, do you have a prayer request, I need to at least open the line, so give me a moment to open all the lines while you're thinking of whatever the request that you have. As woman of God, truly, I bless the Lord for you. Like I said, I don't want to get into remarks, but I do want to thank you for allowing the Spirit of the Lord to use you, because truly it's been confirmations of some things that have been preached and said, but it was mighty things that you said that was needed that had not come across the airways that was in such a manner that God has given you. So there was a word from the Lord. So we bless the Lord for your powerful testimonies as well as God has blessed for you to speak to our hearts. The lines, I got two more to open up. So if anyone have a request, that they need not your remarks right now. That's the prayer request, so we'll take remarks right after, but for the woman of God to pray while the anointing is flowing. All the lines are open.
Yes, I would like prayer for Miss Lolita Howard, please. She's in the hospital, and she has joint problems, and she has a lot of swelling in her body.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Is there another one she can, Elisa Howard, for prayer, okay?
I'd like to like prayer for my sister, Mary Peek, who is in the hospital tonight. They're just getting some, drawing some fluids from her. Just ask prayer for her, that she be strengthened, and that her heart and everything is okay in the name of Jesus. So just ask them for prayer for Mary tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Bert. I think that was Sister Rachel first.
Yeah, I would like y'all to keep my sister family up in prayer, the Griffin family, her husband, her daughter, and herself. They have COVID, and it's been over 5 days, and they still going through a rough period. And keep me up in prayer as I grow in the Lord, and keep me strong where I can stay very encouraging to them. And that's what I'm trying to do, Lord. And I said, God, you know my heart. God, my heart goes out, and I wish there was more that I could do, but I know my Father, which is in heaven, is able to pull them through.
All right.
Just praise keep God.
I would like to have prayer for Prophetess Kay, Golston, she's in the hospital, and also for Deacon Burton. He's having some more challenging, and we're praying that God continue to touch his body, and also for God to strengthen Apostle Burton.
Okay.
And praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Sister Hubbard?
Yes.
I would like to have prayer for my brother. He's in the hospital, the one that had open surgery a while back. He's in the hospital. He's doing a little better. They running tests trying to see what's going on with him. So I would just like to have prayer for him. And I probably stepping off the phone because my phone is messing up. I had to change over to my other phone and stuff. But I just enjoy the word on tonight. Praise God. And just keep me in prayer, too.
Okay. Hopefully your phone stays on for you.
Huh?
I said, hopefully your phone will stay on for you for the prayer. Okay. Okay, is that the last one? So she can go ahead and pray. Praise the Lord. Elder Evangelist, did you get all of them, or do you want me to repeat them back to you?
There was one after the Griffin family. I didn't understand what that prayer request was. Or who are you for?
Sister Brenda, I mean, was that the one about the K, Sister K, which is another prophet in the hospital, and then also pray for, is that the one?
Yeah, I don't have that. What's the name, K-A-Y?
Yeah.
Sister
K in the hospital, and then Deacon Burton with some health problems, and also pray for the Apostle Burton, his wife. Is that the one you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I didn't catch who it was.
And I have a prayer request.
Pardon me?
I have a prayer request, please.
Okay.
My name is Beth Byron, and I'm having surgery on Thursday, and I have diabetes and a number of other health problems that could make my surgery complicated. So I would just ask for prayer from you ladies for me for Thursday, for the Lord to cover me and be with me. And my husband's supposed to be there, and that COVID would not prevent him from being there.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is it okay, Elder? In whatever order God gives it to you.
Okay. That's a background noise I'm making. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we come in no other name but the powerful name of Jesus, O God. Father, O God, in the book of Acts, O God, we saw so many miracles, O God, that you gave us power from on high, O God. Right now, O God, we say the Holy Ghost is coming up upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Father, we come, O God, praying for, O God, Melita Howard, O God, every swelling, O God, be gone down in the name of Jesus. Father, my mother was on her deathbed, and you made a radical believer of the main, Father. You touch her, you send that prayer from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Liberia. So, Father, there is nothing too hard for you to take a swelling out of Melita Howard. Father, oh, God, there's nothing too great for you, oh, God, to go to the hospital, Mary Pinks, oh, God, with the hospital, in the hospital with fluids, oh, God. Let there be fluids be flushed out of the body, and let there be purity in every part of her body in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the Griffin's family with COVID, oh, God. Father, we pray, oh, God, that this COVID and the symptoms will be very minimal, oh, God, and everything, oh, God, that's not like you be removed. We pray, oh, God, you flush it out of the system by the powerful blood of Jesus. COVID leave now in Jesus' name. You give us power and authority, oh, God, to speak to any mountain and command it to leave. Father, we ask you, oh, God, for the person who requests, oh, God, to give her peace and give her the word to speak to the brokenhearted, oh, God, to speak and encourage, oh, God, to pray like never before in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for Kay, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and the deacon, Burden, and the wife, oh, God, that family. I just pray, oh, God, you go and visit each and every one of them with healing in your powerful wings, oh, God. Each and every person who asks for prayer tonight for healing in their body, I ask you to visit them with healing in their wings, oh, God. Father, you are faithful. You are holy. You are awesome. You are incredible. There's nothing too great for you. In Jesus' name, Father, I lift up Beth Byron, oh, God. Father, mighty woman of valor, oh, God. I pray, oh, God, that this major surgery is not major to you. It's minor to you, God. Father, you told Jeremiah, you said you are the God of all flesh. Is there anything? Nothing. So we come in total agreement, oh, God, that you will have the peace of God that passes all understanding. The atmosphere is already set. The surgery room is already set. All the utensils and everything that we use is anointed by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Daddy God, that if this surgery should go forth, oh, Father, that your daughter would come out even better. She would testify of your goodness in the name of Jesus. Give her husband great peace in the name of Jesus that passes all understanding, God. Oh, Father, we rejoice over what the testimony will come out, oh, God, because of all these people who are bold and have faith to believe, God, to act. You say we have not because we act not. So we're asking you to visit each of everyone and each and every one of them. And even for those who did not speak up, oh, God, it's no fault of their own. We pray, we come interceding for them, for great peace to come upon them. Oh, be a wall of fire around them. Oh, Father God, we ask you for power, love, and a sound mind to be with them. Give them sweet sleep. Give them rest. Let them continue to just play a worship song in the atmosphere. Let them continue to just testify of your greatness. Let them continue to say, thank you, Jesus, throughout the day, because you are the Redeemer. I pray those who are in the hospital, Father, you are using the environmental service people. You are using people for your glory. Father, use every person that they will encounter that work in the hospital. Use them mightily for your glory. Arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon us. Oh, Father, we give you praise, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the power of prayer. Praise the Lord. We just got to receive it and act on it in faith, regardless of our circumstances. Bless the Lord. Our prophetess Bird, if anything God would have you to share with us tonight and in remarks, and also Pastor Betty, then we are taking remarks from that point forward. Well, it was a powerful word that came forth, and we are leaving out early tonight. Praise the Lord. But At this time, Pastor Bird, and then Pastor Betty.
Glory to God, hallelujah, for the word that went forth tonight. You know, God is raising up some giant slayers. And we got to know that we are one of them. As she was talking, I just heard that God was saying, we are one of them. We're one of those giant slayers. And God wants us to use whatever he's given us for this season. Whatever God has given you, God wants you to use it in this season. God give out gifts to the body. And God don't give big gifts and little gifts and all of that. We are all one and equal in his sight. So whatever gift God have given you, just like she said, we can't be jealous of one another. And David knew what he needed to put on was what God gave him. So each of us need to know that you are unique and you are wonderfully and fearfully made. So whatever God is want to use you in this time, just yield to him. Leave the consequences up to him and just do what God calls you to do. And know that if you are obedient to what God say, you're killing some giants out there. And we're talking about the enemy, Satan and all of his demons. If you just use the gifts that God have given you. And I thank you, beautiful woman of God, for that word. It was awesome. And it was a word that you chew on. So God bless you and keep you and thank you for that word.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Pastor Betty? Did you drop off the line already? Okay. Maybe she dropped off the line already. All righty. Praise God. Any other remarks for the night? Any other ministers or any other person on the line want to have a response? Glory to God, a remark about the tonight. We can allow you to go ahead first now.
Oh, God bless you. This is Brother Black. There's a few things I wanted to say real quick. When I was praying, I didn't know, sister's name. And only thing that I heard was lady. And come to find out, she goes by the name of lady. And I was like, wow, I thank God for that. I thank God for you. You're the type of person that's straight to the point. You tell it like it is. You are a prayer warrior. What I liked about when you were talking about King Saul and David, because Saul was a handsome, upright person, and he was a handsome person, and he was tall and built, and everybody liked his beauty. And so he was, now he's king. He's used to receiving the props and everybody just honoring him for his beauty and his stature. Now here's some new guy, some ruddy guy, come in from another neighborhood. Now they're giving him more props than the king. The king got jealous. He was so used to getting the applauses. Now he's not getting them anymore, and he got jealous. And I just thank God when you said the giant slayer, we got to kill some big giants in our own life. And I said, Lord, because this is what I'm dealing with even as we speak. And I love every bit of it because they got to go in the name of Jesus. And one more thing, Sister Rachel, God, you have more power than you think. And when you speak to people, speak with the confidence that God has given you. And that's how we're overcomers. because you have it in you. You have the word. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Okay, let's keep it rolling. You know, like airtime, just be out there. So once one person finished, if you have anything to say, let's go ahead and keep it rolling. Other than that, we're going to say, praise the Lord, give God glory, and I'll give my little remark. We're going to say good night. So if there's any more remarks, we like for you to keep flowing
Amen.
With it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give glory, honor, and praise to our Most High God. Hallelujah. We truly enjoyed the message on tonight. It's time to kill the Goliath with the wisdom of God. I enjoyed that so much. Praise the Lord. Put down a lot of notes. Praise the Lord. But just want to say, hallelujah, a comment. You are already equipped with, you're already equipped for the assignment of God on your life. Praise God. And the equipment, the biggest equipment, praise God, that we have, hallelujah, we know that we have weapons that are not carnal, praise God, but we have the Word of God, hallelujah. And you, if you know you serve the mighty, almighty God, hallelujah, and that he's already equipped you, praise God, and I concur with Brother Black to Sister Rachel, praise God, you can say what the Spirit of God give you to say concerning the matter, praise God, with expectation that God will make it so. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God. I enjoyed the entire message. I enjoyed the prayers. They were brief, but they were powerful. And hallelujah, it was just absolutely perfect. And I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for the woman of God that brought the Word of God on tonight. God bless you. And y'all, please be in prayer for me because my daughter found another squirrel and come down out of my attic, and I thought we had got rid of them. So pray the Lord lead me to somebody that can go up there and get rid of them squirrels. I don't know how he got in or if he was left up there or what. But I really need him out of my attic in Jesus' name. God bless each of you. I love you all. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. That was false because, like Pastor, I mean, Elder Evangelist just said about the squirrel, because that accident happened and ended up injuring her leg really bad for, I can't remember whether it was broke or not, but anyway, so that was the reason why that was important. About those squirrels and so forth, so we won't have another tripping or no incident or anything. So we bind up all them accidents, any setup or traps or whatever, and that she will have someone that won't have to charge her no arm and leg and so forth like this, an enormous amount of money, I should say, about getting it to be something
Amen.
Relatively minimum of being able to take care of that need.
Amen.
And we thank God for the blood covering over it as well.
Well,
Amen.
My
Next
daughter
person?
Did have, she did
okay,
have a little panic. She came and told me about it. She said, you didn't hear me. I was in here listening to the prayer line. I heard
yeah.
something loud. She said, you didn't hear me. She come in here almost. She was sweating. She had just really panicked because that squirrel was down in the garage. And she said, looked like it was a big one, Mama. And he scurried up the place that they had chewed through the by the washer. So,
oh, no.
Thank you, praise God. She didn't have no heart attack, praise God. And
there will not
be
any injuries. Amen.
She was certainly because she was putting some clothes in the dryer. But anyway, I thank and praise God. God kept that and didn't let the devil win on that in Jesus' name. So thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. Praise God. We're
Amen.
Praying a blood covering, and it will be taken care of soon. All right, next one, individual.
Amen.
If that's the last one, then we thank God. We know we got quite a few people on the line, and some may want to share or not, but we had time enough to do so. So you wouldn't have been taking up much time because we were finishing up earlier than we normally. But if there's no one else, last call. Well, Pastor, Elder, I do thank the Lord for you tonight for what you said concerning the word. Some of the people already covered some of the things that you said, but I thank the Lord, glory to God, how the Lord bless you and how you
brought forth the word and also the powerful testimony to even tie in with the word of God, and even for us to be able to put out, you know, to put our faith in the Lord, and that we are not to walk around backbiting, and we're supposed to be women and men of God and so forth and have a light shining. So how can the world, glory to God, be one if we're turning back around and being a part-time lover of God, which he said we can. We can't serve no two masters. So we're going to have to be faithful to him, and we're going to have the attitude, glory to God, and the characteristics of Jesus Christ, and whatever troubles or trials that we have, we're going to have to give that unto the Lord and not allow the situation to cause us to be pulled out on the carpet and find ourselves retaliating for this, that, and the other, allowing things to cause us to be backbiting and cause us, glory to God, to get out of the character of Jesus Christ, because we are supposed to be disciples. So I thank God, glory to God, that we're not, we got to bind up, like you said, the spirit of confusion. That's something that's going on, a mass confusion now, that compromising, that witchcraft, that backbiting and all of this, and repent and give ourselves over to the Lord and let him have free reign. And like you said, have the heart of David. One thing about David is one thing that he did not, that he didn't make any mistakes or that he did not sin in it, but he was half a man of the God on heart because he was so true to repent. I mean, when he repented. He cried out unto the Lord and so forth. And then you didn't find anything in the scriptures, which I haven't and never heard of it, preceded, that he ever repeated the same thing. Too many of us, glory, I keep repeating the same thing, but we still say we love the Lord. We can't be a repeat offender and still saying we're walking up right before the Lord. A babe do that when they learn it, but you see growth and manifestation of the power they're trying. But if someone just that's another story in itself. But I just thank God for what he's given you tonight and how God has blessed you and how he has used you, and praise God that we will continue to get to a place that we will slay those giants. We will get rid of those Goliaths that's in our life and not nurture them, not pamper them, not use excuses, not be in a place of perpetrating the fraud or turn back or denying, justifying. So I bless the Lord for you. I praise God that he will continue to bless you and for all that you done came through from coming here, like you said, in this country at 15 years old. And praise God from Africa. And then your father being found dead and your brother shot. And then, you know, that testimony was so powerful, how you said when you were just walking in carnality, just not really have living a life for Christ. But when that situation came up about your mom, God will use some situations to turn up, causes our lives to turn around if we would just yield to him. And then to say you gave your whole life to the Lord and it's been manifested in that testimony from how what caused you to be able to do that. Just after all the doctors have said, I mean, it's the end. Then to find your mother after the Lord blessed you, the testimony, somebody paying for your ticket and to go there, that's a testimony, and get there and your mom sitting up in the chair. Lord, that's a blessing. But now you run it on for Jesus. And there's so many other things that isn't here tonight that God has blessed and brought you through and brought you out. But I bless God for the word that's on the inside of you and the power of the anointing that's being manifested. And thank God for Miss Lady Ross. Praise the Lord, a grateful and a kingdom-minded individual. So at this time, remarks will be coming from you, and then we will be making our announcement and close for tonight. So praise the Lord for you. The floor is yours. At this time, if you have any remarks that you would like to share with us.
Amen.
Elder?
Just to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for your spirit of humility and knowing who you are in Christ, and bless the Lord. That's what makes all the difference, knowing who you
Praise
are, because we can
God.
Be in a place that nobody don't have to know no name or no title. I mean, it got its appropriate time, but no name and no title, and God can bless and pull you right out and pull you from the back and pull you to the front and so forth, because he says in his word that our gift will make room for us. So thank God, glory to God, for the anointing in your life. Praise the Lord. I bless the Lord again
Praise
for
Lord.
Her. Pray God's blessings upon her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the anointing.
Yes.
Thank God for the word the prophet brought and others that were shared. We pray and thank you for the people on the line. Praise God. We have not caught 20, but we thank God, for all that was on the line and those had ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And we pray that we don't just hear it, but we'll be obedient to that God is saying. If it's found us out, don't just say ouch. Let's say, God, we're going to allow you to come in and do the work to cleanse us and rearrange and change and cancel out whatever. Just release things over into your hands. So we bless you for it tonight. And we give all glory to you. We pray you continue to keep your servant protected and shielded and use her for your glory and all that she needs. You know that you already said in your word, that's a promise. But we pray that as she continues to delight herself in you, that you give her the desires of her heart and that the word will continue to be manifested in her life as she stay yielded and humble before you. And we pray, glory to God, God's blessings.
Yes.
Financial, spiritually, and naturally. And God, we pray God's blessings on all that on the line, whatever the needs are, whether they were spoken out or unspoken, they're glory to God. We pray that you have your way.
Yeah.
Amen in Jesus' name. All right, we also will have our next speaker on the 2nd of September, which will be Pastor Betty Pugh. Praise the Lord. She will be our speaker that Sunday. And on the 4th Sunday, we'll have Pastor Prophet Mitchell out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, will be our speaker on the 4th Sunday. And our 15 minutes will be Minister Brenda on tomorrow night, and then the 15 minutes of on the next following night, what night will be Brother Black is on the second Monday. And I have to get back to you on the first Monday. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, I believe it's, well, I got to confirm that. But nevertheless, we thank God for all of you tonight, and we pray God's blessings upon you, angels be in camp, and pray glory to God that you continue to seek out the face of the Lord and continue to yield yourself and slay those giants or whatever that Goliath is in your life through the word, through obedience, and we'll find ourselves humble and with wisdom from the Lord and being led by his Spirit, not our flesh, feelings, and emotions. Thank God again for the woman of God tonight, and pray you have a blessed, wonderful week. Those that will join us, it's the same number on for Monday night prayer at 7 o'clock always. Be blessed of the Lord. We love you, and God bless. Amen.
Ma.
Yes?
Hold on. Before you hang up, the Lord told me to pray for you. God, we just thank you for her focus, Lord, that she has in you. We thank you for the wisdom, Lord, that you have given her. We thank you, Lord, that even as she pour more into you, God, you strengthen her with might in the inner man. Lord, so even enlarge her territory all the more, God. Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that she does not despise small beginnings, God. For even as she built this, as you allowed her to build this thing from the beginning, God, it's still going to enlarge, God. And I speak finances, money come to her now in the name of Jesus so she can do the work of the Lord. And Father God, we thank you, God. We receive it. We believe it by faith.
Hallelujah.
The desire, Lord, of our hearts. We already spoke it in the atmosphere, and it's done in Jesus'
name.
Amen. My God.
Praise God.
It's
I bless
done.
The Lord for the
Amen.
Thoughtfulness. Appreciate it. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. We love you. We speak blessings back upon you all, and have a good night. Shalom. Shalom. Be obedient
Amen.
To that God is giving you to do. Love you.
Love everybody.
Shalom. Shalom. What a mighty God we serve. Amazing grace. Hallelujah.